Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today we have Santiago Luna, the founder and CEO of Charlie Agency, and that's Charlie with a Y, if you're going to look it up. How are you doing today, Santiago?
Fantastic. Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Welcome. Welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Charlie? I think you'll do a much better job than I ever would.
Thank you. Sure. So we are a team of UX designer, brand designers, website designers, and website developers. And we specialize in redesigns with a strategic focus. So it's not just making things pretty, but making things have a purpose from a design perspective. So we're not your average designers. We're marketing experts. As a foundation of the team, and then we have designers on top.
Gotcha. And can you kind of walk me through like the client experience with you? Like you said, your designs are very functional and beautiful, right? So how do you get to that point once you bring somebody on?
So we start with a questionnaire, and then instead of a regular project manager, you're going to get a site strategist or product strategist. So that person is going to also have the skills of content writing and understanding to some degree UX. Depending on the complexity of the UX, we sometimes bring a more senior person for UX if your project is a product. And then we go through the discovery process, asking a lot of questions, not only about your desire, look and feel, but also about the business. So pain points, common misconceptions your clients may have, concerns that your clients usually have, frequently asked questions, basically an understanding of the sales cycle and also of the business objectives. And then we translate that into design and messaging objectives to effectively make platforms drip with a conversion focus. So we focus a lot on conversion because we see that as being the most successful part of a marketing strategy, as opposed to spending money on ads. Is let's focus on the basics, on the foundation, on the right message, the right look and feel, and that has a tremendous ROI in our clients. So once we go through that strategy, then we bring in the designers, we do the right design work, we work on revisions, and then we develop something, usually something entirely custom, meaning that we don't use templates, in order to fit those business objectives perfectly.
Got it. So, I mean, there's a very organized strategy, very concerted strategy that you go in with when you're trying to increase these conversions for clients.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And there are practices for instance, let's say a homepage or service page or product page. There are best practices for each, but then each guideline of practices needs to be adaptive for the specific product and service. So then we do benchmarking according to competition, industry, and also according to the elements that the objectives of each page, so that we craft something entirely custom to fit their specific needs.
Got it. Very cool. I mean, because honestly, it's like at the end of the day, who cares if it's not converting, right? It can be as beautiful as possible. But I think, you know, people who are kind of revenue first in their services are the ones who end up succeeding.
I agree. And it's great when we see the impact that the work has. And that's how we achieve long-term relationships, which is great. More than just redesigns, we also like to focus a lot on conversion rate optimization for, in some cases, for bigger brands. And it's a lot of fun. It's really, really a lot of fun to take on these projects and understand business problems and see them with a lot of depth. and finding solutions. Sometimes they imply a lot of testing. Do you need, you know, the right number of months to evaluate things? But it's really fun to be acting as part of the team of our clients. And it's also fun because we take care of different types of clients. It could be a supplement for menopause, and it could be also a very complex shared internet solution for London that works with blockchain technology. And they bring different types of challenges, but I think that's what keeps us on our toes, as well as the focus on communicating things on a very basic level for everyone to understand, which in turn drives conversion. So we focus a lot on clarity being the guideline to our work.
Yeah, no, I believe it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I guess, do you have some kind of ongoing engagement with your clients, or do they really just come in and you do the rebrand and the redesign, and then that's kind of it?
So there's both. There's a typical small company that wants a new redesign for, like, let's say they sell on frozen pizza. So they want a better website to be able to sell nationally with more ease, right? So that would be a small engagement. And then we could stay engaged more so with development and maintenance, but it would be a pretty small engagement. On the other hand, we have, for instance, CrossFit as a client, and we focus on increasing their engagement for the B2B side of things. So basically the affiliate side of things, which is a very challenging problem that we're solving or that we're helping them solve, which is how do you grow a company internationally that has international recognition in so many different languages with so many nuances, right? Like South Korea has different challenges as the UK for selling the CrossFit as an affiliate, which is similar to a franchise model. So in that case, it's very much of an ongoing engagement.
Got it. I mean, CrossFit, that's very impressive. How did you land that client?
Thank you. The way that I land most clients, I would say, which is through referrals from other agencies.
Gotcha. And so is that like your primary growth strategy is referral partners?
Yes.
Gotcha. Absolutely. And how are you establishing those right now?
So I have roughly 5, and I have 3 of them since just about 3+ years ago, and they're pretty good agencies. And it's about delivering quality for the most part. Also, just delivering quality on complimentary services that they don't offer. And sometimes we offer them back as well, services like we don't do any ad work or email work, so we refer those type of things back. It's just a lot of relationship building.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so yeah, that's kind of moving into the growth strategy, right? So tell me a little bit about your growth strategy going into 2026.
Absolutely. We doubled down on CRO for our own website. So we're doubling down, making it much more impressive and beautiful and clear. Packaging is a huge thing, I believe. So basically, right now, the offer is very custom to each sales call, but we're going to do packages, core packages, starting at $5,000 for templatized websites. And then for more elevated or more complex projects than other type of pricing points. So that is one thing. The other one is content and thought leadership. So essentially, LinkedIn is a big one. Organic content on LinkedIn, campaigns on LinkedIn as well, and blog writing. Another one is email. So we have an email campaign and going to referral partners, potential referral partners, to create more of those referral relationships. That's the most important component of growth as it pertains to lead generation.
Got it. Very cool. And so tell me a little bit more about that email campaign. So you said you're reaching out to other referral partners. That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's to reach out to other marketing professionals, email professionals, ad professionals, even web design and development agencies that we collaborate with, that we do a lot of backend work for them. Basically, partners that we can collaborate with that are in the marketing space.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Very cool. And I guess kind of tell me, you know, what are the best kind of clients for you? Who finds the most success with you guys?
E-commerce is a big one. So it would be e-commerce redesigns for small companies, but also enterprise. We do focus on Shopify, so it would be limited to Shopify plugins, integrations, Shopify customizations. And also B2B, so tech startups. We have done some really great work in tech. We're pretty industry agnostic, I would say. But those have been the two main industries that we have worked with. But we're pretty industry agnostic because we apply the same marketing principles and also the same content marketing principles for our clients. And because we're marketing experts, we're able to bring a different set of skills that we also get from just navigating different clients with different complexities. But those are our two main ones.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, as far like even industry agnostic, whoever, like what are the good earmarks of someone who really needs you guys or someone you're excited to work with when they come in as a referral lead or any kind of prospecting lead?
Well, it would typically be when they have a website that is not efficiently converting or they just don't feel proud of it. But it could be reflected in many ways. It could be reflected, for instance, in recruiting. So a company has a recruiting challenge. They need to be telling the better story about the themselves and about their business. So from a storytelling perspective, the website is not doing the work. They need to, the recruiting people need to do a lot of heavy lifting. Another example could be sales. Sales is doing a lot of heavy lifting. They need a better website that convinces people and that allows people to stakeholders to share the website more efficiently. That would be the main case, sales, especially on long sales cycles like B2B, where a lot of information needs to be portrayed on the website. For e-com, it would be something like a subpar conversion funnel, checkout experience, speed optimization issues. We take care of a lot of issues related to conversion. We do diagnosis of conversion issues, and then we evaluate whether we can work with what we already have or we need to redesign the entire site. So it would be a little bit more on a case-by-case basis based on that diagnosis.
Got it. Makes sense. And then I guess for my last question here, I'm trying to get a little creative with my final questions now. What do you think is the biggest point that someone should look at their company and go, I need a redesign, I need a rebrand?
If you are saying that you're the gold standard, if you're saying that you have focus on quality in your sales conversation and the website doesn't reflect that based on competitors, I would say that there's a good chance that you want things to match, right? Your product should match the quality of your site, your offering. That digital presence just matters a lot. What we do is basically architects for online presence. So digital real estate experts, you want to bring in experts to design that beautiful online office. So that would be when you would want to call us in. when you're like, my office is not, I don't feel comfortable getting people in my office. I don't feel proud of my digital space. I'm not telling the story. My sales cycles is very slow. I'm having issues recruiting because I'm not convincing people. I'm not telling the story. I'm spending a lot of time on sales calls, but they're going nowhere. I have a good product. You want people to effectively convey the offer, you can call us and we can help you.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Santiago. And for everyone who is listening, if you want to learn more about Charlie with a Y, you're going to be able to find their URL in the podcast description. Again, Santiago, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.